recording, and then yeah, go ahead. We're ready.
So, okay, Optimus Prime is the worst leader in the history of film.
Absolutely. I think he gets a much better track record on the TV show. Here in the movies, he's a disaster.
He's the biggest asshole. He's an asshole. He's a murderer. He shoots people in the back. He just doesn't give a shit.
He doesn't care. He's a total coward in the third one when he just, like, begs for his life and then turns around and murders him straight up.
Well, and then on top of that, every time he's in a tight spot, he can't get out of it, so someone has to save him. And he can magically fly out of nowhere.
Yeah, that...
And I guess he couldn't fly to save anybody, but, you know, don't ask him about that. He flied to save his own ass.
None of it made sense. Yeah, he is by far the most mistreated character in this whole franchise. I don't get why they do that to him.
Because they don't give a shit.
Yeah, they really just don't care about this franchise at all.
It makes hundreds of millions, if not billions of dollars, so what do they give a shit? They don't care. They just want to make longer movies, and my God, if this franchise gets any longer and dumber, I'm gonna shoot somebody in the face.
Well, get ready, because I feel like it will get at least dumber. I don't know about longer, but definitely dumber.
Oh God,
I can't imagine it not getting any dumber, but I think it will. This is Transformers: Age of Disinfectant or Distinction or whatever. It's
Transformers: Age of the Plot Hole.
Age of no plot.
It's true. Yeah, there's zero. Age of Bronzer. Transformers: The Age of the Bronzer.
Yeah, I think my favorite. Well, there's a lot of favorites in this movie for me. One of the best parts, though, it has to be the car's wheel knocking the guy out.
Yeah, that was brilliant. Okay, I have a question. So the boyfriend,
right?
See, we don't have to break down the story because there isn't one.
No,
just
no.
Random things happen that just come out of nowhere. So it's fine. We can talk like that about the movie. The boyfriend, did he have an Irish accent in the first 20 minutes?
It's Irish, but it's also Australian, so...
Yeah, what is he? Is he Australian or is he Irish?
No, I believe he's actually Australian.
So,
when he pulled out the Irish bit, I was really confused, because he sounded Australian to me. And then it comes out that he's Irish.
Because on Skype, in the beginning, I couldn't even detect any accent. It was like he was American.
On there, I could care less. It was just like... He's talking to her. And also, I'd like... Because there's a cut of his car. They show his car real quick. As his girlfriend is being humiliated. But instead of racing in, he just kind of waits.
Not humiliated. Being pushed down by big men and a gun to her head. But he's cool. He's just chilling in the weeds. Just watching
waiting,
from his...
Yeah.
Waiting from his little shitty car.
His face is his warrant, Richard. His face is his warrant.
Well, he's got that Romeo and Juliet law.
Which I love that they had explained to make it less creepy that he's banging a 17-year-old.
Yeah. I don't even think this law is real.
No, I don't think so either, Richard. I think you're right.
Oh, my God. And he had the card in his wallet.
And did you know, Richard, that he was repped by Red Bull? So he is for real.
Oh,
there you are. Yeah, we lost you for a second. Okay.
Yeah, no, that's... I don't know. And, like, okay, so granted, he is this driver, this stunt driver. Do they ever bring this up again and use it in the movie after the first 20 minutes? No.
No, there is a bit when they're in Hong Kong where he's
driving
backwards.
But all he's doing, he's backing up. That's all he does. He doesn't do any trick moves.
No,
he's,
I know. That's
actually a terrible driver.
That I'll definitely give you. I mean, there's nothing going on with his driving. He's just driving.
No, He's just in the driver's seat. There's like that. And okay, so my theory on Michael Bay.
Do you want to get into this
and
now
here's
or later?
The, here's the truth.
Now?
I think I should give it now. It doesn't matter. All
right. Okay.
It doesn't matter. This movie's fucking awful. That's all I gotta say. It's too long. It hurts your head because it's so fucking stupid. If kids walk away loving this movie, I weep for the future. They should fucking hand in their brain and just go drown in a pool of Jell-O. But other than that, Michael Bay is a genius, and this is why. Granted, he's a genius that's a retard. He's a retard genius. He's like, okay, so take Scorsese, take Tarantino. What do they do more than anybody else, and they get so much credit for it? They basically homage better movies. They watch movies that, to a point where it's obsessive. Then they take what they love about those great movies and basically do a rift on it and put it in a different genre. So they're like genre splicing, essentially. But they're taking, like, you know, these moments and bits from other movies and incorporating them into another movie that is fitted for his style, whatever it may be, a gangster film, you know, a drama, a scuzz film, whatever, a kung fu movie. He's taking elements of all these other genres and putting them into one movie. Michael Bay does that. Only he takes the worst parts of movies and puts them in one volume. So basically, take everything that you hate about a movie. Michael Bay is like, I fucking love that. It needs to be in my movie.
So, like, for example, his movies are too long. Like, some of the worst movies you could think of. I don't know. Is that something? Or
No. Like, okay, so he thinks an epic equals length.
Okay.
So, Lawrence of Arabia, long movie. Ten Commandments, long movie. Godfather. This is his Godfather, so it has to be near the three-hour mark because then it's not taken seriously as an epic because he thinks length is what makes an epic, not the grandiose nature of, you know, the shots, of the story, of the characters. That doesn't affect him. It's the length that he's thinking about. Because he takes from these movies the wrong things.
Okay, that's a good example. I like that. That's good. That's good.
So, like, take, for example, okay, America. He loves America to the point where I counted 11 shots of the flag in the first half hour.
Well, I also like that the title card had to say Texas, USA.
Texas, yeah.
To make sure.
Texas. Well, what? Where in Texas? Fucking Texas, bro.
Yeah.
But the other thing about the movie, it rips off every, like, summer epic movie of the last 5 years. Did you notice that?
In what way? Sorry. What? It...
Okay. Okay, so you have...
Wow me, Richard.
Okay, you got the bomb that needs to get out of the city. What movie did that just happen in not too long ago?
Like Avengers?
Well, Avengers, Dark Knight Rises.
Yeah.
They had to take the bomb... They had to get the bomb out of the city because it was going to blow and kill everybody. So they had to take the bomb to a location that it was safe to detonate. That happens in this movie. But the bomb never goes off, and Optimus Prime takes it into the sky. A la Keanu Reeves from The Matrix. Because he can fly out of nowhere.
Right.
So,
right.
Dark Knight Rises, Avengers, Matrix ripoff right there. Okay. The dinosaurs at the beginning. He rips off the stampede scene from King Kong. It's essentially the same fucking shot of the brontosaurus running over each other.
Right.
It was basically King Kong stampede.
I see.
It was exactly the same. Okay. And then he rips off himself with another battle in Chicago.
Yeah, that was so needless. Genius. I hated that.
Oh, it was. I went to this bathroom at that point. I just couldn't take it. I had to go breathe. And then and by the way, okay, the Autobots are the worst group of heroes ever. One, they can't get along. Because, okay, the first time you see them, they're hanging out in Monument Valley, right?
That's another good example of an epic, because John...
Exactly, John, yes, he's ripping
John
off
Ford,
John,
yeah.
John Ford movies, Leone movies, where all these, you know, epics were set. But he, again, it's not that they were good because of characterization and you know, dialogue. It was just because there was mountains in the background.
Right.
So
right.
Michael Bay thinks mountains equals good movie.
Wrong.
No, that's not quite all of it. But it's like, okay. And fucking A, is Bumblebee ever going to talk normal? Isn't that joke over by now?
They've tied themselves to that gimmick, Richard, so that will never change.
Oh, Jesus. Because remember in the first movie at the end, he got his voice back?
For like a second, yeah. He said like one line, yeah.
And then that was it. Never again. Yeah. And now he's just, he fucking throws out pop culture references. Ugh.
Even though, for instance, Optimus Prime, in his worst state, can just magically scan a car and transform into it and be perfect. This does not happen for Bumblebee. He can't do that.
No, Bumblebee does it later.
No, but I mean, when he repairs, though, he doesn't fully repair his voice box. It's just...
Oh, right, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
No, yeah, the voice box is a separate thing. I guess the AllSpark doesn't handle that.
Yeah.
And how many different fucking things is Optimus Prime? I feel like every single one of these movies, again, the mythology changes every time. Every movie's a reboot. It's like none of them connect to each other at all.
No, they really don't. Like, what do you mean? Like, because he's basically still a truck in every movie.
Well, no. It's like one movie, he's a Sentinel Prime, part of the Primes.
Right.
So he's like this special Transformer. And then in this one, he's like a knight that's not connected to the Prime, and he's just a slave. He's not this independent person. He belongs to like another race of beings that created him. So essentially, he's a slave.
Yeah, but
so they're trying to open up these mythos that are going to be awful in the future.
Yeah, it's the Quintessens or something. The Quintessens have created the Transformers.
Is that from the cartoon?
Yeah. It's like this five-headed being or whatever, aliens.
Five-headed being.
I think, yeah, it like spins around and shit. It's in the movie, the cartoon movie. Stay with me, Richard. Stay
I'm
with
speechless.
Me.
Speechless.
Stay with me.
That's great.
It is.
Why is Galvatron even in this fucking thing? There's zero point for him to be in this movie.
Well, they're setting him up to be in the sequels, obviously.
Well, oh, God. No, that's a separate movie. You don't need to put him in this. You already got fucking a bounty hunter going in league with Kelsey Grammer. You got two villains right there. You don't need fucking Galvatron again. Like, you don't need Megatron again. And he doesn't do anything.
No,
like,
he really
doesn't do anything. It's like Megatron's the worst villain ever because it's like he has this giant scheme. He sits through it through like for years, and then he finally gets it. Four Autobots kill everybody, and then he's like, "I gotta get out of here." Like every time he runs away, he's such a pussy.
No, yeah, with this one, it really just felt like a cameo. They're just trying to set up the future film, so.
Oh, he's the worst villain.
And with this one,
he
too,
is the worst.
Which I hated is he has like such a cheap plan. It's like get the seed and destroy people with it. It's like okay, I guess. Like it is awful. I didn't get it.
They killed T.J.
like
Miller, so there you go.
He was the best part of the movie, or one of the best parts.
Ugh.
I liked him and I liked Stanley Tucci. Stanley Tucci was funny. He was having a good time, I thought. Richard?
Oh, no. The best part of the movie is when that fucking Mark Wahlberg...
What happens?
Apparently, football is huge in China, by the way.
Well, what are we saying about Mark Wahlberg, though? Because You spaced out for a second.
No, I was saying fucking Mark Wahlberg.
Right.
He's in China, right?
Right.
And he's in a random Hello?
Yeah, yeah.
You have to, like, cut out these spots.
No. Sorry. No.
This is as is, baby. This is authentic. This is real shit.
This is all Ed gets.
Ed's going to love this.
Oh, also, but before I forget, we'll get back to Mark Wahlberg in a second. But, Ed, what would he transform into? Assuming his human form is his robot form, what would, like, his car or thing be? What does he...
Well, no, he would be like that bounty hunter that his head turns into a gun. Ed's face would turn into a giant cucumber.
Oh, cucumber, okay. All right. okay, so Mark Wahlberg.
Mark Wahlberg in China.
Yeah.
Okay, this was the part where I laughed a lot in this movie, and I don't think anybody understood why I was laughing. And I kind of like look around and say, "Are you all fucking dumb? This movie's terrible. Don't sit there and think this is entertaining. It's fucking horribly boring." But the best part, the part that I laughed the most at was when Mark Wahlberg was screaming in slow motion as his dumbass daughter locked herself in a car with Optimus Prime. Okay, so here's the deal. The space aliens, they have the technology to, you know, use their tractor beam and magnets, their giant magnet, which was stolen from Superman Returns, by the way, or Man of Steel, I should say, the end in Hong Kong when they're using that magnet. Remember that?
Yeah, yeah.
They're lifting all the cars up and dropping all the cars. That was stolen from Man of Steel.
Yeah, yeah, true.
Why didn't they use that to suck up Optimus Prime into the fucking spaceship? What do they use? They use a fucking rope net. They use a fucking net they got off the moon of Endor from the Ewoks.
Yeah,
these are liquid metal
that.
Bio creatures, and they lift up Optimus Prime and the car with the girl in it, because of course we need to get the humans on the spaceship. Why, I don't know. And she gets captured onto this big spaceship with the guy with the bounty hunter alien with a gun for a head.
Right, yeah.
But I just laughed. I was like, wait a minute. Why are they using a net? Like, this is a spaceship. Do they have ramp? They have like ramp rope hanging around? Excuse me, Grimlock or whatever his name was. What was his name? The bounty hunter alien?
Grimlock is the T-Rex. The
Yeah, I don't fucking... I don't care.
You do care, Richard. You do. It's lockdown. Lockdown is the
lockdown, right. Yeah. Lockdown. Why don't we just use the magnet to lift him up, since, you know, he's metal, and, you know, the hemp rope might rip with him because he's got a lot of sharp, pointy parts on him. No, fuck it. We got the hemp rope on sale at Woody Harrelson's garage sale. We must use it.
To honor Woody.
God, that was dumb.
Yeah, it was not particularly smart. No. And I could never buy Mark Wahlberg as an inventor. That made no sense to me. I didn't buy into that. I also didn't get that he has a farm, but he doesn't farm anything on.
Hear me now?
Yeah.
I don't know what happened there. I have full signal.
I got signal.
I'm in the living room.
I don't know.
I don't know what the hell's going on. I got four bars here.
It's probably to Skype. I don't know.
I don't know. Shitty. But anyway, okay. So lockdown has all this technology, but he decides to use the fucking hemp rope he bought at Woody Harrelson's garage sale to lift up Optimus Prime.
Right, yeah.
An SUV.
It's special space rope, so it works. It's fine.
Oh, God, it's so stupid. That part really bugged me.
I also never bought Mark Wahlberg as an inventor. That
I did.
He's the worst.
The This stuff's gonna put you through college, kid.
I just think, in where did he get the money to make that painter robot? Couldn't he have spent it on his daughter's education? Like, where is he getting this cash?
Well, apparently his daughter is, what, 17?
Yeah.
Banging a 20-year-old, which is fine because of Romeo and Juliet laws.
Right. It's not creepy. Not creepy.
But, okay, so... No, not creepy at all. It's fine. But, oh, God. I just... You know, and honestly, I didn't think she was that awful. I don't think she was as bad. She was such a nothing that I almost was like, yeah, she's not bad. She was, you know, serviceable to the movie, meaning she just kind of screams a lot and says, what is that, and then hides behind something.
She has nothing to do, but nobody does.
She doesn't do anything. No, exactly.
No one has any purpose. It's all the robots. The people are there incidentally. They're not there by real design. They just get stuck in the
movie.
And
did you notice that the alien spaceship looked a lot like Nero's spaceship from Star Trek?
I don't know. Had kind of
the same design to it.
Inside it did. Inside it did.
Yeah, it was very similar. It's like this movie was lots of different movies cut and pasted together.
Well, I just think Michael Bay loved Previz, and he used whatever he got. He just took whatever he could get. And he put it in the
movie. Oh, and another reason why another reason the Autobots are the worst. They go into this, you know, the space prison or whatever, and there's creatures, you know, in prison, mind you. They're put in cages, and they're essentially trophies, so they must all be kind of these creatures that are, you know, innocent because they were stolen and taken from their land and planet. So, you know, they're basically Indians, and Lockdown's a white man. And right. Mm-hmm. The first thing the fucking Autobots do, they see an ugly creature, and it spits on him because he calls it ugly. And then he gets all excited because he thinks it's acid. What does he do? He realizes it's just saliva, and then he fucking shoots the thing to death.
Oh, Richard, you're so PC. You're so PC. Did we lose you again? Gosh, this.
Oh, this thing's pissing me off.
I don't get it. There's some Decepticon at work here, and I don't like it.
Apparently. No, it's the Autobots. Because the Decepticons don't do anything, the Autobots destroy themselves.
That's true, because the Decepticons really weren't even in this movie. For the most part.
Not at all. Oh, and didn't you think that was the worst special effect was the new way they transformed?
The blocks?
Went from, like, blocks into cars?
Well,
yeah, it was like Willy Wonka on the Chocolate Factory particle.
Some of my favorite bits, because that reminds me, like, when Stanley Tucci with his brain creates a Beats pill machine or whatever.
Yes.
And then
yes.
Part two of this, when Mark Wahlberg, in the middle of a fight, walks up to a Budweiser truck, takes a bottle, and drinks it, and just throws it down. I thought that was hilarious.
Yes.
And then there's some...
Bud Light, please.
There's some bus with a Victoria's Secrets ad on it.
Victoria's Secret, yeah,
that just perfectly
yeah.
survives. I thought that was hilarious. Yeah, it's like...
Oh, the product placement is fine.
Oh, it's so blatant. It's
that's
just
a that's typical Bayism.
I thought the Beats Pill one was, like, the worst, though. That was just, like, my God. I mean, like, who?
I was disappointed because the racism was so minimal in this movie.
Yeah, you only had Ken Watanabe for some racism.
Yeah, Ken Watanabe was just not racist enough.
And then you had that Bing Bing girl doing Kung Fu, and then basically every Chinese person knows Kung Fu was the message I got from
yes.
this movie.
That was pretty good. That was funny.
Yeah.
And they love football.
Yeah, American football.
Apparently
American.
The Chinese love American football, which, I mean, seriously, where the fuck did that come from?
It was such an awful payoff.
Where did that come from?
I hated that. I play football.
Oh, it was horrible. Horrible.
Now I will kill you.
And the worst part was, I think it was like this... Well, no, it was because, like, the way I saw it was this football was an heirloom to this family because their son was dead. Because there's a picture of the kid with the football. But, right. like, it was, like, an in memoriam picture. So, you know, Mark Wahlberg destroys their home. And then on top of that, takes the only thing they have of their son, of their dead son left, and throws it out the window at Titus Oliver, whatever his name is, to kill him with a football. Just so he can have a callback to the beginning of the movie, which was the dumbest beginning of a movie ever. He goes to a movie theater just so that we can have a discussion on sequels and prequels and remakes, because, you know, because Michael Bay's so meta.
Yeah, I hated
that. And then
that.
They discover...
That's awful.
Oh, God. You know, you put that shit in a smart movie. You don't put it in a dumb movie. Because essentially you're making fun of yourself, but not realizing you're making fun of yourself.
Right, no. I don't think that they got it. They weren't in on that joke.
Like, they don't get it. It's like, yeah, it's about you. You're the reason movies are shit, bae. Like, you, specifically. Not sequels, prequels, and remakes. You. But I love the fact that just magically there was a truck in this movie theater. How did it get into the movie theater, first off? And how did they get it out, second off?
No, that made no sense. And also that Cemetery Wind Group is, like, right next to Mark Wahlberg's house. And they, like, just drive over
right.
to it. And he's,
yeah, right.
he's not farming anything, which made no sense to me. He has this huge farm.
Well, he lives on a farm. He farms technology because he's an inventor.
He farms dreams, I guess. He's like growing.
He farms
anything.
Dreams. I don't know how he got that house to begin with because it looked like it was a $400,000 piece.
Yeah, no, it was pricey. Definitely pricey. Hello?
Oh, you know what? I take it back. There was some racism at the beginning with the fat people.
The black lady?
The fat black lady and the fat people looking at the house. And they were running away scared, you know, breathing heavily because they don't run because they're fat and ugly.
No, yeah, I thought that was pretty racist. That was good. That's some good racism right there, right? All for
That's
you,
good
Richard.
Stuff.
All for
Not
you.
Quite, though. He didn't call her, like, get off my property, Precious. Like, he didn't do something like that.
That's probably in the deleted scenes. Well, we'll get that, though. We'll get to that.
Right. Yo, I can't wait for the extended cut of this movie. Because, you know, what didn't they leave in?
Yeah, it'll be 200.
Jesus.
Gosh.
Oh, my God. It just wouldn't end. It was just... It was unbearable. It was an endurance test because it was so fucking tedious. It was so boring. The dialogue is atrocious. The action is boring. It's like all the Transformer movies in one movie. And I saw those movies, and I didn't like them.
And I also did not like how they treated the Dinobots. And those were poorly done.
Well, that's the other thing. Evidence. Make this evidence 24A38 on why Optimus Prime is the worst leader in a movie history.
Show the scene with us.
He frees the Dinobots.
Right.
Frees the Dinobots. And then he's like, okay, I have to fight you to show supremacy because, you know, I'm an asshole. So, you know, he fights the Dinobot and then he tells it, you know, be loyal to me or I'll kill you.
What a kind man.
Save
kind
my
man.
Friends. Help me save my friends or I'll kill you. So it's like, wow, what choice do I have, Optimus? Not much of one.
Yeah, I hate that.
You're such
that.
A great leader. He's an asshole. He's the worst.
I don't get why they treat him like that. It boggles the mind. And I feel bad, too.
And again, he's useless. He gets stabbed, locked down, stabs him with his own sword, and traps him against, like, this giant silo. So, you know, he's trapped, he can't move. Mark Wahlberg's fighting the bad guy and actually beating him in a way. And then, like, they have to go and save Optimus again because he always gets hung up on wires or something. He's always stuck to something. He's worthless. Right. He's a horrible tactician.
And I feel bad because I think in every movie, Peter Cullen really gives his all and has a terrific
right,
voice.
Yeah.
Very commanding. But it's just the way they write the character is just awful. It's just
Pointless. It's worthless.
It's absolutely
reason for him to even. There's no reason for him to even be in this movie.
I just feel so bad for Peter Cullen. I mean, he's making a buck, but the way they treat this character is just beyond comprehension.
Oh, it's horrible. Just, it's horrible.
Yeah. I mean, I think everyone's complaints about how they mistreat certain X-Men characters does not begin to compare to how they treat Optimus Prime in this franchise. For my money. Richard, are you there? You there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, okay. All right, just hanging out. All right, it's fine. No, I'm just
listening to you speak.
Reveling in the awfulness of this movie. Like, what else was just awful? I mean, there's so many bad things in this movie. So it's like scenes don't connect. Like, the geography is all over the place. They break.
Well, that's the other thing.
Yeah.
It was just like, you know, the action sequences are so jarring because, like, one moment Galvatron is driving toward Optimus, and the next cut is them fighting in their robot form.
Right.
Like, and you don't see Galvatron transform. It just sort of just all of a sudden, oh, they're fighting, by the way.
And in that scene, too, what bothered me was that all the Autobots, again, to your dickish thesis, they just totally leave Optimus behind. Like, I don't know where they all went, but it's just Optimus and Galvatron fighting. The Autobots have no reason not to be there. They're just not there.
Well, yeah, again, it's just, I don't know. And the other thing about Autobots being worthless and shitty, Bumblebee, they infiltrate the Stanley Tucci's Apple computer building.
Very easily, by the way.
And
it takes no effort.
Yes, very easily. And Bumblebee sees the new Bumblebee, which is a stinger or whatever.
Yeah.
And so basically the joke is, oh, Bumblebee's been, you know, pushed aside for something better. And he gets upset like a fucking retarded baby and starts breaking all the shit and knocks down the model. And, like, he has those stupid, you know, cobbled together lines from other movies talking about how disgusted he is. But it's like, okay, you're this sentient robot that's probably 3 million years old. Why are you acting like a drunken frat boy being turned down for sex? Like, what the fuck is the issue here? You're like, it's just embarrassing. It's just like, oh, it's these characters, the heroes have no nobility. They have no redeeming factors. They're essentially good guys because they say shit like, I'm gonna shoot you in the head. You're dead. Kiss my fat ass. It's just like their one-liners when they're fighting are so terrible and hackneyed that you're just like, okay, stop. Just stop. Fucking robots, stop talking. I don't want to hear it anymore. Just shoot. Just shoot and be quiet. How about we do that? I don't need to hear the robots speak ever again.
And I felt bad for Kelsey Grammer because all he's trying to get is a 7-figure job. He's not aiming for a lot.
Yes.
He just wants a small little paycheck.
I want 7 figures of this deal.
And I guess some stock, but the job he wants is only 7 figures. That's it. He's
Yeah, that's what made me laugh. I was like, wait a minute, 7 figures?
That's not a lot.
That's okay. I mean, he probably gets that much from his government job.
Well,
I mean,
as I'm thinking,
he saved,
it's like,
invested his money, right?
If he's risking all his reputation on this for a 7-figure job, I mean, I think he probably could ask for a little bit more.
Gonna
from
be
Kuchu.
Your head. I'm going to be your head of marketing, damn it. I want to start at $650,000 and work my way up to $950,000, and then maybe one day get $1 million a year.
Also, him talking to that Titus guy on the mic was just awful. I just thought that was so stupid. Where he just, like, he said him. He said him. It's just...
Yeah, right. It's really...
Because I was thinking that those two characters could have been easily combined. Because they don't really need both. I just thought that's just kind of silly. But it's all just credited to length. They're just dragging this crap out. And Cemetery Wind must be Cemetery Hot. Because they were wearing way too much to be in Texas. And you take off those jackets.
They're sweating a lot.
Yeah.
It should have been called sweat wind.
It made a little more sense.
Guess sweaty ball wind.
Those poor bastards. They had way too many articles of clothing to make sense of that.
Sweaty balls. Where's Optimus Prime?
Yeah. Gosh.
I hope this movie has like an 80% drop off next weekend.
Well, it's huge international, so it doesn't make a lot of difference. But it will be the first Transformers.
Well, it doesn't matter. Yeah,
It'll be the first Transformers movie not to make $300 million domestic.
Think that, but I don't know. I hope against hope, but I don't know.
I don't think
people love these movies. They love them because they use the argument, well, it's just a dumb movie, so what? It doesn't hurt nobody. It's a fun, goofy movie. I like seeing big things blow up. It's like, no, that's not the issue here. I like big things that blow up, but give me a reason to like the big things that blow up. There are no reasons to like anybody in these movies.
I think that just because it's a cartoon, whatever, doesn't necessarily mean that you can't elevate the material to be good.
Right.
I mean, even, I don't know if you saw you didn't see the Lego movie, right?
No, I saw the Lego movie.
Yeah, but to me, like, that's a movie where, did you need to care that much? No. I mean, it's just a toy. But they elevated the material to be something better than it could have, than it should have been, by all rights. And they made a good movie. And so, there's no reason why the Transformers couldn't do the same. Couldn't take that toy line and elevate it to be something good. Something worth watching.
Everything is awesome!
Well, that Lego movie is far and away much better than any Transformer movie I've seen yet. So,
right.
I won't disparage it at all. And I even like the 21 Jump Street movie is another piece of crap idea that shouldn't have been anything, but that turned out to be funny.
Well, it comes back to Michael Bay.
It does.
He do this on purpose? I don't think he does. I think he's too stupid.
I think so. I think people claim he's very experimental and just trying to be weird, but... I think to a degree, though, he is trying to see how dumb his movies can get to, like, find out if people will still watch it.
Do you think it's a game he plays with himself? He's just like, the next movie, it's going to be a giant cock that turns into things. And then it'll make a $150 million opening weekend, and I'm going to call it Fuck the Audience.
I think so, because I almost think... He tried to elevate himself a little bit with The Island, and that was a disaster. So ever since then, he's just been like, I don't care about the audience anymore because they don't care about me. I'm going to make a lot of trash.
They don't like my smart movies. They didn't like The Island. I thought that was a smart movie. They didn't like Pain and Gain. That was a smart movie.
So he's like, I don't care anymore. I'm going to make the biggest garbage I possibly can. Enjoy.
Well, he did, you know, but honestly... This movie is not as bad as Revenge of the Fallen. That one's the worst piece of shit ever.
No.
That one's still, hands down, the worst piece of shit ever.
Yeah, I think this comes close, but to me, Revenge of the Fallen really takes the cake. That's by far the worst one so far. It doesn't...
Right.
That one's just awful. And even the third one's pretty bad, but I did enjoy the Chicago fight enough that it was kind of made it worth it, but that Ken Jeong stuff really brings it close to the edge.
Well, yeah, it was pretty bad. But I guess I didn't see this in an IMAX theater, did you?
I did, yeah.
Okay, so did you notice that the reviews that I were reading, that they said like it was shot in IMAX, granted, but it was like an ADD person with an IMAX camera. It was like he would put in IMAX shots of like the most random shit. Like, it would be like an action scene, and all of a sudden it goes back to 2:3:5:1 widescreen aspect ratio. Then it would be like a close-up of Cemetery Wynn's sweaty face in IMAX, and then it would cut to another scene where it was, like, normal. But it was, so it was like, you know, IMAX was used for just random shots. Nothing, like, cinematically amazing. Just, like, insert shots would be in IMAX, and then, like, a normal shot would be regular. No,
my eyes were too glazed over to really give that a lot of consideration. But yeah, there was times when it would just be like just a two-person shot in IMAX, and it's just like, all right, I don't know why.
There's no reason for it.
Yeah, I don't really know why Mark Wahlberg has to be that big, but okay, that's cool.
Because he's from Texas.
Oh gosh. Yeah, and his daughter.
Fix you, bro.
His daughter can wear pants that don't exist, but she can't date anybody. Does that make sense?
Yes.
There's no logic to that at all.
Well, again, it's just, I don't know. Michael Bay sees movies, and he takes like the elements that are the worst parts of those movies, and he puts them in his own. It's like, I love those conspiracy movies where, like, the government's in on it, like, you know, China's, or 3 Days of the Condor. But, like, what I like about it is the coats they wear.
Yeah, that's cool. That's what he said, yeah. So, Richard, was there anything, and really try and think, and see if there's an answer to this.
No.
Is there anything in this movie you did like?
No. And also, another thing that was really starting to piss me off, every time that fucking song started to play, you heard that, it was worse than 21 Guns in fucking Transformers 3. Remember that? That fucking dumbass Green Day song would play every 20 seconds.
No.
21 Guns, and then like it'd be nothing, and all of a sudden Megan Farr, that dumb weird looking fucking Jason Statham fuck bitch, would show up, and like it would go 21 Guns. It might have been two, maybe it was two, though. That song was all over it.
Yeah, and then it was like John Malkovich in the third one. That was
weird. John Malkovich in the third one. Yeah,
gosh, I hated that part too. That was bizarre.
Again, all of these movies kind of more or less collide with each other, where I couldn't tell you what plot went to what movie, because they're all kind of interchangeable. And in every single one of them, Optimus Prime's an asshole who gets easily defeated every time.
No, he was by far the worst in every movie. I don't get him at all.
Ugh, so stupid. Oh, by the way, I can fly. Give me that all seed, and I'll just fly out of here with it. I could have done the whole movie, and saved us like an hour, but you guys were running around China a lot with it, and, you know, I just figured you guys had it covered.
Yeah, and
bye.
Could every Autobot fly, or is it just him? Like, none of that makes sense to me.
I don't know. And I really hated the John Goodman smoking a cigar the whole time. That was so fucking aggravating to watch. Because I was like, what is that? What? He's got like a pack of these cigars somewhere. They're like metal. Like, what the fuck? What is it? What is he doing? It's the dumbest thing ever.
No, I didn't like his character at all. Because going back to what you said about how all the Autobots hate people, he was probably the worst one. He really despised humans. And entirely, and I just was like, that's a weird motivator for a person who's trying to save the world. Like, what does he care? I didn't really get it.
I forgot to mention this. Remember that scene in Monument Valley where like the Autobots are together and they're all trying to kill Bumblebee because they can't stand him anymore?
Right.
You know, they're all friends and stuff.
Right. It makes no sense.
And Optimus Prime goes, "I promised to never kill a human being." But it's like the scene 10 minutes prior, you leap out of a barn and kill 20 agents.
And he kills Kelsey Grammer later. Spoiler alert.
Well, yeah, he shoots him, like, again, in the back. He shoots him when he's not looking. Like, he's fighting Lockdown, and all of a sudden, you know.
Yeah. All of a sudden. Uh-huh. Good stuff. This is going well, I think. What's that?
Yep.
And all of a sudden, what?
Where was I? I don't even know when I cracked
out. It was all about Optimus Prime, and all of a sudden he shot Kelsey Grammer, and Lockdown did something, or I don't know what was going on.
No, he's fighting Lockdown. He turns his head for a minute and like, oh, there's Kelsey Grammer. I'm going to shoot him real fast. Kills him. And then that's when Lockdown, like, gets him in the corner and stabs him, and he goes, you sacrificed your own life to save that human. And it's like, not really. He just kind of looked and shot him. It wasn't like he took 20 minutes or 5 seconds. I mean, it literally was a 5.5 seconds on the timer there, Lockdown. Like, he could do both. But it's like they make this big point to show how Optimus Prime's this hero. Oh, because he killed Kelsey Grammer out of the corner of his eye? Like, oh, you're such a hero.
Yeah.
And then after that, you still got 30 fucking minutes of movie.
Yeah, that movie never ended. It I think it's still playing, actually. I just left.
Oh.
I wanted to go home. But,
Yeah, no, I left. Someone, where we're all in the movie together, and they said, is there a teaser at the end of the credits? Is there a stinger? I was like, I don't give a fuck. I'm leaving.
Well, there
I
wasn't.
Ain't staying through these credits for nothing.
There wasn't, so you're fine.
No, there's not. I figured there wasn't.
Yeah.
No.
No.
God, the Dinobots were so pointless. There's no reason for them to be in this movie at all. It just added another fucking 15 minutes.
No, they were pointless, and then they're just left to roam free, which kind of made no sense to me. It's like, where are they going? What are they going to do? Are they trustworthy? It doesn't make any sense. Ugh. Hello?
Yeah.
Yeah, screw it. I think we're done. I'm calling
it. Fine.
Yeah,
that's fine. This thing keeps going out.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, it works for me.
I'm fine with that, yeah. Let's go to the bar.
21 guns.
You done?
Yeah, that's it.
Okay, great.
Woo! Woo! Whatever that song was, that was the worst fucking Transformer song ever. And it wasn't Linkin Park, which, like, that says something. A song worse than Linkin Park. Amazing.
No, yeah, that's pretty bad. All right. I'm going to call it then.
We're gone.